Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Who's the master? That's the question. Who is the peasant avante who's pulling the strings on America? Nobody knows. And I got to tell you something. Welcome to the Savage Nation. It's Monday, of course, the 1st of May. To the communist vermin who have nothing to do but riot. They're out there rioting, funded no doubt by George Soros. The usual, you know, complainers trying to bring America to its knees. But all they're doing is making themselves stupider than they already are. No one cares about communism or the communist revolution, so grow up and go back to work. Now, number two, I got to begin at the beginning. The news is so crazy right now with allegations of big money buying off so-called conservatives. This story about the Mercers in IRS showdown for billions that led the Drudge Report this morning, I got to tell you something. My ears stood up. I could not believe how deeply immersed this family is in so many so-called conservative outlets that I have to ask myself, who was the master of puppets, number one? And number two, who is not bought out in this conservative movement? How many times have I told you that Trump's greatest enemies consist of a number of entities? We know that they're the liberals, the progressives, this and that. We know all that. That's baby talk. But I used the phrase conservative ventriloquist, didn't I? Or neoconservative ventriloquists. Who are the neoconservative ventriloquists who pretend to be conservatives but are really taking money from, let us say, nefarious sources to make you believe that they believe when they believe in nothing? But let's get back to the beginning. The Dem Republican shell game continues. Have we all been had? That's really the headline today. The Dem Republican shell game continues. Have we all been had? Every day, the same story in the conservative radio media. Oh, them Dems bad. Oh, Paul Ryan bad. Day and night, day and night, day and night. Dem Repub, Dem Repub, Dem Repub. And you buy it. I can't help it if you're that unable to understand that it's all a shell game. I can't help you with that. Now, let me back up for a minute, though, because I'm getting ahead of myself. Today's show is more about questions than answers. I don't have the answers because I'm a man alone. I am an outlaw in the media. I am the truest outlaw in the media, and I can't say I'm proud of it. It's just the way it is. I am blacklisted by every media outlet in the country. Think about that one. You'd say, well, you're just a loser. Well, no, my last book, Trump's War, became number one on the New York Times bestseller list. I'll remind you of that till you choke on it. And that tells you something. It tells you that although I have been made an outlaw, the people trust me. That's why they went and bought Trump's War, which beat George Bush's book, by the way. A president of the United States, whose father was president of the United States. My father was an immigrant, a small merchant. So how did I rise to this position? One answer, my attempt, and I'll use the key word attempt to tell you the truth. Because if I said to you I know the truth, I'd be lying to you. At this point, I sense I know the truth, but I don't know who the peasant avanti is. I don't know who really is pulling the strings on this whole fake conservative movement. It is a fake from top to bottom. And I have alluded to this over and over again. But again, I'm getting ahead of myself, and I have more questions than answers. So let's begin at the beginning. On Friday, I took the day off to go to the dentist. I have to begin with my story to show you where I'm at, to bring you back to the news. So I go to the dentist. I'm doped up. Bone implant, tooth implant, I have to wait. You know, the whole story, everyone's had this after the age of 35 or 40. In the old days, you had a pair of Martha Ray bubblers, you know, you threw into a cup next to the bed and they sizzled and you had no teeth. That's the way it was. You looked like you were from a mining community somewhere in Appalachia. But you were, so in those days are over. Now you get an implant and they do this. Everyone goes through it. So I was basically, you know, in a fog for a day. I took a pain pill. Luckily, I'm allergic to OxyContin. I itched all night and couldn't sleep. I mean, I have no ability to use these drugs. I don't know why people get addicted to them. I can see why junkies scratch themselves, threw them down the toilet. I know many of you are heartbroken over that thought, but I never took them again. Aspirin works better for me. So anyway, that was Saturday. Now listen to this. Here's Sunday. So now Sunday's coming. My publisher, my editor, my agent fly out from New York and Nashville, and we were going to have a dinner last night. It got delayed with flights and this and that. They came out to give me my plaque of Trump's war with the picture of the book. I collect these things. These are my little Academy Awards. I'm going to give them all to my granddaughter signed. So she'll be on Antiques Roadshow in 30 years saying, you know, I had a grandfather years ago who used to write books. No one remembers him anymore. But he signed all of these things. I wondered what they're worth. It's like a dollar or two. But I'm going to give them to her because I think they're beautifully framed and all of that. I have them for all of my bestsellers, one after the other. Now, think of this for a moment. How is it that although I am blacklisted and I do not take 10 cents from any entity in the country to sway my opinions, not as anyone offered me the money, nor would I accept it, nor have I sold any of my books to any foundations, nor have I sold any of my books to any organizations to drive the book up on the list. These books were bought by you because you believe in me. So all I have to offer you is my credibility. And once the credibility is gone, for a person in the media, they're finished. Look what happened to Dan Rather. A nobody. Gone. Gone with the wind. So over the weekend, so I'm waiting to meet the publisher and this and that. So yesterday afternoon, I had a very lengthy conversation with an important friend in the media. Let's just say A-plus list, top of the list. And he was outraged about the fact that the correspondence dinner occurred, and they were going on and on, this phony Bob Woodward and Bernstein. I don't know what their claim to fame is. They did Watergate 500 years ago, and they held up as role models for journalists. They've done nothing since. Zero. And now Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, like they're gods. He said, they're so full of crap, makes me sick. And then he said, what about the White House Correspondents Association president giving that phony speech last night, Mike, saying an attack on one journalist is an attack on all journalists. He said, they said nothing about you, Savage. He said, you're the only member of the American media banned in Britain. I said, that's an old story. He said, no, it's not an old story. He said, it's a new story. And he said, it's a big story. He said, you're the number one author in the USA at the time of that book. You're the number one radio host in New York City. And you continue to be banned from entering the UK. And he said, you really should start a petition drive to get President Trump to get your name off that list. He said, why is Trump silent on this? So I said, he probably doesn't even know about it. Does Trump even know that I'm on a terror watch list? Does he know that Theresa May was the foreign secretary at the time I was banned? Well, it's an interesting story and a big story. And there was not one word from old Carl Bernstein and Bob Old Woodward, the great journalists of our time, even though I am a member of the American media, banned from Britain. Ann Coulter was banned from a city. I was banned from a nation. I got zero coverage. Where is the Correspondents Association in this, he asked. He said, are you a nun person? He said, you're the highest rated talker on WABC in New York City. He said, have you any idea what that means? I said, not really. He said, well, you ought to know what that means. So at some point in the very near future, I'm going to have World at Daily authorize a petition drive. I'm not doing it this week. I was going to do it today, owing to that conversation, to try to motivate President Trump to get my name off that list, you know, before I die. But the thing is, because the news is so hot right now, it'll be lost in the shuffle. So I'm pushing that aside. That one I'm pushing aside. But then we went on and talked about other things, spoke with my publisher. Then there's rumors around that this non-entity, Tucker Carlson, is going to be given a $15 million book advance, which I asked someone who knows. They said, no, it's not that high, but it's very high. I said, on what basis would they pay this non-entity such a high advance. I said he has no audience that is his own. He has no loyal following. He has nobody who believes in him. Why would a publisher pay him that much money? So I got some answers to that that were not very satisfactory. But I decided to look into this issue of who is this guy, Tucker Carlson? We've all seen him around on Dancing on the Stars. But you look back on this guy, and you have to ask yourself how a middle-of-the-road, deep-cover boy of the deep state has risen so high so fast, and why Rupert Murdoch, who blacklists Savage, the last and only independent on the right, would take this middle-of-the-road milquetoast and give him Bill O'Reilly's slot. Here is a guy who was on CNN, then he was on MSNBC, then he was on PBS, then he was on Dancing with the Stars. Who is he? How did this unknown bow-tie-wearing milquetoast, who is really a middle-of-the-road, arise so far so fast? Is he one of those neoconservative ventriloquists I warn about in Trump's war? You betcha. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I think you need to know what's going on at Fox News and why Rupert Murdoch and his sons chose this nonentity to fill O'Reilly's shoes. The only thing you need to know about this dancer with a bow tie is who his father was. And once you know that, it's the rest of the story. Do you know who his father was? And I'm not casting aspersions on him. He's not a bad guy. Doesn't make him bad. Do you know who Tucker Carlson's father was? My father was an immigrant and an antique dealer. That's all. I mean, that's an important story unto itself. But who is he, actually? Who was his father? What did his father do? Well, we'll tell you a little bit more about that in a few moments on the Savage Nation, and you'll find out how liberal Tucker rose so high so fast and who he really might be. Now, getting back to fake news, old Bob Woodward and big old Carl Bernstein, who did nothing in their life but Watergate and lived off the fumes of that for 40 straight years. They're nobodies. Who are they? They've done nothing in 40 years. So they give these speeches over the weekend at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where the president wisely did not attend. And they make this whole story up. There's no such thing as fake news. There's something wrong with Trump attacking a free press. And then the White House Correspondents Association guy we never heard of says an attack on one journalist is an attack on all. He's Robin Hood all of a sudden. No mention of Michael Savage being banned in Britain. So I look into that and I say, wait a minute, there's no such thing as fake news? Well, let me ask you one question, everyone listening to this show. I was outraged for three straight days about the story of the killing of an 86-year-old woman. If it's gone from my website, I'm going to break something. Okay, it's on the left side. It shouldn't be there. It should be on the top. Okay, over the weekend, it says, friends hail woman 86 killed trying to stop attack. Here was an 86-year-old woman. You could not find a picture of her killer. She was walking around a track up in Sacramento early in the morning with her 61-year-old friend. This animal was raping her 61-year-old friend. She went to defend her friend from the animal. The animal beat her to death after raping her. I could not find a picture of the animal. Nobody would publish the picture of the animal. Nobody would publish a picture of the victim. I said, I'm going to find that picture. It's the last thing I do. Well, I found the picture of the perpetrator, the alleged perpetrator, and, of course, the known victim, a little 86-year-old Japanese woman who he raped and killed. I made it very personal because my mother died at age 88. I can't imagine what I'd be feeling if, God forbid, this had happened to my mother. I'd want to kill the man. I would do whatever I had in my power to make sure he suffered like she did. But the vermin in the fake news business, the Carl Bernsteins, and all of the others who sit on their high horses telling us there's no such thing as fake news, tell me what is more fake about the news than covering up every crime committed by a non-white male. Moreover, because this killer was an African-American and the woman was a Japanese-American, they would not show the pictures of the perpetrator and the victim. It was burning me up all weekend. And I have to tell you, if you need examples or one example of fake news, tell me a greater example of fake news than this. Because this didn't happen just once. It happens every day of the week. Every day of the week, if the perpetrator of a crime is a person of color, they sweep it under the rug. If that is not propaganda, if that is not what Trump calls fake news, please tell me what is. These are some of the ideas. I'll be back with more questions than answers on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
The strings on all of us. Who is screwing with our heads? Are we just looking at the shadows on the wall? Are we actually that stupid that we can be this easily manipulated? Every day I ask myself the same question. And there are so many examples of the fact that we are being treated not like sheeple, but by an animal lower than a sheep. Journalists on a free press at correspondence dinner without Trump, and they don't say one word about Michael Savage being banned in Britain. How a middle-of-the-road deep cover boy of the deep state rose so high so fast, and Murdoch puts him into O'Reilly's shoes, and no one asks, who is he? How did a Dancing with the Stars nobody rise so fast? Well, he's one of those neoconservative ventriloquists I warned about in Trump's war. But I again remind you that his fine lineage will tell you more than you need to know. He's a product of the finest boarding schools and private schools in the country. His father was the head of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and a senior member of the Voice of America. His father was the head of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and a senior member of the VOA. If you saw the movie The Good Shepherd, that may give you a little hint about some of what I think is going on with regard to what is going on with the television networks like Fox News. How Fox seems to be different than MSNBC, but in fact is just another arm of the very same entity that is created to deceive all of us. Do I need to be any more clear? We wake up this morning and we see that Trump's bill for a budget gives more money for the NIH, NEA, NEH, NEA, and public broadcasting. More money, not less. Shadows on the wall.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
You're listening to Michael Savage on Really Big Something Channel.
All I want for rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can.
Let's talk about dollars and cents, okay? I can tell you that it's all fake news, left, right, and center. It's all a game to deceive all of us. You actually think there's a difference. It's still, you know, they throw the same things in your face. God's gun and gaze, it's been said, GGG. And they distract you with that so they can continue to rob you blind, me all laughing all the way to the bank. The Demrepub shell game continues. I think we've all been had. The media is all fake news. As I explained to you, what they refuse to cover tells you they're fake news. And I want to now talk about the spending bill because the dollars will explain what I'm trying to say to you. When Trump was running, he said he would do this, he said he would do that, he said he would cut the budgets for this, he cut the budget for that. Well, let me give you an example of what is being proposed. Paul Ryan expands H-2B blue-collar outsourcing program for 2017. Neil Munro, Breitbart. It allows the Department of Homeland Security to bring in 20,000 extra foreign blue-collar workers for seasonal jobs in the U.S. instead of requiring companies to recruit, train, and pay marginalized Americans. If this is not vetoed by Trump, he's one and done. If Trump does not wake up to what's being done behind his back by Paul Ryan and the rhinos, and the neocon ventriloquists, and he permits the H-2B program to go ahead as expressed by me just now, he's one and done. It's the end of the... And by the way, the Republican Party will be finished for 50 years. This is a real headache for Trump. Because how they flipped this politically difficult problem from Congress to the Department of Homeland Security on making a decision as to whether to provide extra wage-cutting H-2B contract workers to companies or to improve job opportunities for Trump's blue-collar voters. How did it go to DHS? Now, who opposes this? Pro-American groups, including Federation for Immigration Reform. They oppose it. Why would Trump let this happen? Why would Paul Ryan do a thing like this? Why is Paul Ryan still in power? Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, a founding member of the Conservative House Freedom Caucus, ripped into the new government spending bill and said he expects a lot of conservatives to be against it. He said, look, money goes to Planned Parenthood. Money continues to go to sanctuary cities. But no money for the border wall. I think you're going to see conservatives be against this plan this week. So what is going on right now is not so hard to follow. It's all a charade. It's like if you've ever fished, even as a kid, and you look into a very calm pond where there's some fish in it, whether it be trout or catfish, as I used to fish for up in the Catskill Mountains. If you're a kid, you don't know about the refraction of light waves. That takes until you get to high school to know about that. So if you see a fish in shallow water, and you reach into that water to grab the fish is not where your hand thinks the fish is. The fish is somewhere else. It's 2-3 inches somewhere else. That's owing to the refraction of light in the water. This is exactly what politics has become. Maybe it's always been this way. Trump says one thing, and Paul Ryan and the Republicans do another. Is that because they really oppose the president, and he really opposes them? Or is it because it's just a charade, that they're all just trying to screw us? More money for the NIH, more money for the NEA, NEH, and public broadcasting. It's hard to believe I'm looking at this. I told you when he was running for office that one of the first things I'd like to speak to the president about would be to save billions of dollars in the bloated NIH and CDC. Well, I just learned that the fiscal 17 spending bill provides a total of $34 billion for the medical gangsters at the NIH, which is $2 billion above fiscal year 2016. Above, $2 billion more. And then the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We know that that's pure, unadulterated, left-wing propaganda. A day and night, $445 million advance for 2019. National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities, NEA, NEH. $150 million for the NEA and $150 million for the NEH. $2 million above the fiscal year. It was the NEH, I believe, or the NEA that gave us the crucifix in a jar of urine a number of years ago. These are not artists, by and large. If the government funds you, you're not an artist. If you receive a government grant to do art, you're not an artist. You're a faker. You're nothing. You're just a guy who walks around Ludlow or Rivington Street and smokes dope at night and makes believe you're an artiste, playing at La Boheme, living on your mother's inheritance. So if you receive any government money to do art, you're not an artist. You receive NEA, NEH money, you're not an artist. What you are is a propagandist working for the government. It's a well-known fact, okay? So there's that. Now, maybe this is too much for a warm, you know, day, but the spending bill language omits border wall funding. Not a dime for the border wall. Not a dime for a sanctuary city crackdown. I'm asking you, how far can this go until everyone wakes up and says enough is enough? The $1 trillion spending package that the gangsters put together that will fund the criminal government through the end of September does not include a dime to stop sanctuary cities, not a dime for Trump's wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. So I'm asking you from the beginning, not what you think about it, because I know what you think about it, but what can you say about it? Who's really running the country? So, yesterday I had an article that was linked up on the Drudge Report, which is always a big honor because the readership is so vast. And it was dealing with the thugs on our own. I said Michael Savage newsletter from last week was still dealing with the thugs on our own. And I think the headline I wrote was something like, Mr. President, where is the law and order? And I was talking about the increasingly violent tactics used by the left, who fakingly call themselves anti-fascists to squelch free speech when they are the fascists. And it was an interesting little newsletter from MichaelSavage.com. And it was on Drudge. It got a lot of traffic. And then today it was not up there. That's the way things are. They run for a while, then he takes them up, puts them down. But then I wake up this morning and I look at the headline. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Mercers in IRS showdown for billions. It's too complicated a story for me to read it to you. But I recommend you read it yourself to see how deep big money and big hedge funds are involved, not only in the conservative side of the thing, but on the Democrat side. They fund both sides of the aisle in order to make certain that they can continue to do business. One hand within the hedge fund community funds conservatives, one hand funds liberals. And we, the people in the middle, think that we're actually being served by the news outlets. They're all the same. So if you say Fox is different than MSNBC, on the face of it, you'd be right. But actually, they're not different. It's two sides of the moon, a dark side and a light side, depending upon which side of the aisle you're on. But they're really the same exact thing. It's all shadows on the wall. So you say, okay, Mercer's an IRS showdown for billions. No, no one knows who the Mercers are. It's from the McClatchy D.C. Bureau. Both reporters refused to come on the show. Billionaire Robert Mercer did Trump a huge favor. Will he get a payback is the story. Now, I don't know whether this is just a hit piece on Trump and a hit piece from the DNC. It's hard to say because nobody is accusing the Mercers or their hedge fund of breaking any laws. But they are saying that the IRS is demanding a whopping $7 billion from the world's most profitable hedge fund, whose boss's wealth and cyber savvy helped Donald Trump pole vault into the White House. And if you read the article carefully, you will now understand how Steve Bannon got his job and also how the Barfly got her job. I don't know if you know Barfly and Bannon are acolytes of the Mercers. Whether you like them or not, it doesn't matter whether you like them or don't like them. All you got to know is that money buys everything. So this is a huge story and worth reading, nor is there any hint of wrongdoing. But it's a huge case in front of the IRS, and they're trying to get Trump to change the head of the IRS to drop the case. I can tell you this. This is too big a case. If Donald Trump succumbs to that pressure, and he changes the head of the IRS, and then suddenly drops this case, he will be impeached. The Democrats will not let go. He will be impeached for this. Never mind not get elected. He will be impeached. The corruption will be too great and too obvious. And the left will have too much of a case, by the way. The president must avoid this like the plague. He has to stay away from this. He cannot do this. Even if there is no wrongdoing, he can't get involved. President Trump has the legal authority to replace the head of the IRS and the IRS's chief counsel. However, if he does that, that is impeachment. It's going to happen. They've been waiting for an opportunity. Here's a guy who's got a huge case in front of the IRS. And according to the left, he's trying to put someone into the IRS who's going to drop the case against him and his company. If President Trump succumbs to that, that's the end of the road. They will move to impeach him. It's a very dangerous situation. And we read the connections between the Mercer Fund and the Mercer family, rather, and Steve Bannon. And then we see the Breitbart News connection. They became a majority owner of Breitbart News with Bannon at the helm. Did you know any of this? You didn't know any about this, huh? Well, it's just the tip of the iceberg here. And I pray to God that the big ship Trump doesn't hit this berg. I'll tell you right now. This is such a huge story, and it is worthy of your reading. It's in the McClatchy.com, and it's left-wing, obviously, but there's no allegations of wrongdoing. But notice that we're also reading today that Bannon is allegedly out as an advisor and going over to the Heritage Foundation. The Heritage Foundation. Now, who are they? Are they the good guys? Are they really the good guys? Who is the Heritage Foundation? What do they really stand for? I don't know. I told you I have more questions than answers today. So these are some of the issues that are really big and they're out there. I mean, there are other smaller stories, like the Baltimore mayor is screaming murder is out of control, and she's asking the FBI to help Baltimore as violence in the city is reaching a crisis. This is the same city that crucified the police under Barry Obama. Do you remember what they did to the police in Baltimore? Do you remember what the rats in the Baltimore City Council and the mayor did to the police in Baltimore? And what do you think happened as a result? The thugs took over the city. So now she's screaming for the FBI to step in. Isn't that so typical? I'll be back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up tomorrow morning from 5 to 9, it's the KSFO Morning Show on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
All right, Michael Savage, back with you. You know, my mother always used to say, you are what you eat, and she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore, right? Well, here's something. Drink Super Beets. What is Super Beets? It's a circulation superfood. Just one glass a day helps give you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Now, it's very important you understand what healthy blood flow is about. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency surrounding energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking good-for-you superfoods helps feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system, and it boosts your stamina and energy. At the core level, professional and college athletes who trust Super Beets can't be wrong. They use it to be their best, and you should too. So do something good for yourself. Go to SavageLovesBeets.com. Try Super Beets for yourself. Right now, you'll get an additional 30-day supply of Super Beets for no additional cost with your first order plus free shipping. So go to SavageLovesBeets.com or call 1-800-481-0504. That's 800-481-0504. Now, I'm looking at my board. I've given you perhaps 10 stories. Media are fake news, what they refuse to cover. How the number one author in the USA, number one radio host in New York City, continues to be banned in Britain, not one word from the Press Association. How did this nonentity, Tucker Carlson, rise so high on Fox? Maybe five other stories. The spending bill. Do you know you're not interested in any of this? The listeners are so, either they're so captivated that I'm like a snake charmer speaking to a cobra, and the audience is the cobra, and you are now mesmerized. But I sense that you're not interested in these subjects. I could talk instead about depression and suicide. That'll get some calls going. I think if I talked about an Upper East Side woman who jumped to her death, was an author who was very well known for many years and kind of one not known at all recently. She suffered from depression, had attempted to kill. It's a very sad story. She was the best and the biggest in the literary world. I mean, she had an affair with William Faulkner, it says, in her early days, this and that. And then she writes about growing up in her family's Beverly Hills mansion known as Misty Mountain, a make-believe world, she said. So here she is living in this beautiful Upper East Side apartment, and she jumped to her death because of depression. What am I going to talk about that? What am I, have fun with that? There's nothing you could say about it. Well, I can say something about that. But I don't want to because I don't know the woman. I don't know what motivated her to jump. It's a terrible thing to do. Or I can tell you about my God book. I renamed it, by the way. You want to hear my God book's new name? Raise your hand if you want to hear what I'm calling it. God's War. It was going to be God, Faith, and Freedom, but it's not. I told the publisher I'm calling the book God's War. And they said, why? Why? Because I said, God is at war with all of us every day of our lives, all day long. They said, that's so brilliant, Michael. That's why we love you. Yeah, it is God's war because he's at war with all of us. And I said, this book is snapshots of God. I don't know where God is. I'm not Jimmy Carter. I didn't see him in a white robe sitting in my living room while I was drinking strychnine with my brother Billy, who was drinking a beer. I don't know where God is. I see snapshots of God. So in other words, God's war is about God's war with you and me. God is even at war with the atheists who don't believe in him. God is at war with every priest who does believe in him. God is at war with every rabbi who believes in him, because every rabbi has tremendous fights in his own soul every day, if he's young and alive, to commit on the Yetzer Hara side of things. So you see, God's war makes sense to me. Does it make sense to you?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's The Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday. In the meantime, pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller. Remember, it debuted at number one. Trump's War, His Battle for America, more important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days. And we're going to be talking about the accomplishments of those 100 days, the media coverage within those 100 days and beyond, and whether he did accomplish anything, what you think, and maybe some things he did, maybe some things he shouldn't have done, what you'd like to see done. 855-400-SAVAGE. In the last hour, we were talking about North Korea. We're talking about what a danger they are. We've played a lot of sound bites from President Trump, from Rex Tillerson. I talked a lot about Kim Jong-un and his procurement of nuclear weapons and what a danger it could be, especially to the west coast of the United States, but also to the world, and how he must be stopped and how China is the key. And can they be trusted? They are the key to peace with North Korea because they control North Korea. Now, I do feel that President Trump and President Xi Jinping have a positive relationship, and he said he wants to work with Trump and come to a peaceful resolution on this. The question is, can Kim Jong-un be controlled? Let's get back to the phones on this. Let's go to Mike at Dr. Savage's flagship in New York City, WABC, my home in the Bronx, New York. Welcome, Mike, to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much. First-time caller.
Welcome.
I'd like to just comment on the previous caller who basically implied that Donald Trump was somewhat as insane as much as the leader of North Korea. He is actually correct. I'm a Republican. I voted for Donald Trump. I'm the base, and he's betrayed us, okay?
In what way, Mike?
Let me explain.
Before you explain, you said the caller was correct in comparing him to Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il is a murderous dictator who was not elected by the people of his country. He inherited the position from his father, Kim Jong-il. So right there, the way they achieved power is 100% different. What they have done with said power is 100% different. Can you give me some similarities?
I'll give you a similarity right now. Provoking a war with a government, okay, a country that you will provoke the war by bombing them illegally, by the way, because you're telling the American people that they would be a threat to the United States and will bomb us. Well, you know what? You have a little hole in that. If that is the case, you spent 1 year telling the American people that Russia was a great threat to us and our enemy. So why aren't you bombing Russia, okay, if that's the reason? Because they can reach us and legitimately...
Here's the reason, Mike. Because Russia is not threatening us. Kim Jong-un is threatening us. And Russia has weapons that they are choosing not to use on us. Well, Kim Jong-un is trying to get the same type of weapons and will use them on us. He has threatened us. Do you want to wait, Mike, until he has these weapons and then he blows up Hawaii or San Francisco and then you want to address it then?
You put a nuclear-armed armada on his shores, and after we've had the great record of killing the leader of Gaddafi, who gave up his weapons, and the Saddam Hussein, who gave up his weapon.
Wait. Hold on, Mike. Mike, calm down, first of all. Secondly, we're working with China on this. This is not Trump run amok. This is an international coalition of countries coming together to try to peacefully handle Kim Jong-un. And obviously, with China working with us on this, the men just had dinner 2 weeks ago, a few miles from where I'm sitting right now at Mar-a-Lago, and they are trying to work this out peacefully. They are both on the same page. Where are you getting all of this warmonger stuff? Do you want to wait until Kim Jong-un has a bomb and uses it somewhere around the world?
Wait. Warmonger stuff. What's the name? George Bush Jr., who started...
You're not answering my question. Do you want to wait until he has a bomb and uses it on South Korea or launches it in the direction of the west coast of the United States?
Well, you can say that all you want. What about the threat to the North...
No, I didn't say it. It's a question that you're choosing not to answer.
And excuse me, the bottom line is this. We have no legitimacy, but I do have a solution, sir. I will give you the solution to the...
I'll listen to your solution after you answer my question. Do you want to wait for Kim Jong-un to have a nuclear weapon? Or do you want to wait for him to have an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse? Do you think Rex Tillerson is lying, too?
Let me ask you a question. So everybody who has nuclear weapons now have the capability of delivering it, unlike them. Everybody right now who has it, that includes China... That includes Russia,
right?
Who have all indicated at one time or other in our disputes in the child trial that if you come and take action against us, look what you're doing in Russia and Syria.
Mike, you're rambling. Mike, you're rambling. Here's the deal. None of those countries have threatened us. While we might have terse relations with Russia right now, they are not threatening us. We are not threatening them. President Trump is trying to avoid a conflict with Kim Jong-un. That is why he is working with China. You're being hysterical. No one has been betrayed. The man is doing his job in trying to, well, do what it is, job one, protect our national security. That's all it is. No one wants to see a conflict with North Korea. No one wants to see them bombed. Okay, maybe there's a few crazy hawks out there that want that, but no one on the international stage, certainly the president of China does not want this. He made that clear. President Trump and Rex Tillerson, they have made it clear. Nobody wants military action. I do not want military action, and I know the members of the Savage Nation who have their sons and daughters and them themselves who are serving in the military don't want conflict, but I do know this. If it is necessary, if we are provoked, then we will do it, and it will answer the call. I don't want that, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. With all of this talk and with sending the Carl Vinson every which way but Sunday heading that direction, I think it got there eventually, right? They're sending a message. It's a warning, okay? It's a delicate dance. It's a tap dance, and it's one that could have, you know, dangerous consequences down the road. Now, Rex Tillerson said that Kim Jong-un is not crazy. Hey, Robert, if we can, I just said clip number 8, if we can. I disagree with him on this, but listen to this, please.
All indications by intelligence agencies, and there have been a number of independent psychologists have done analysis as best they can. All indications are that he is not crazy. He may be ruthless. He may be a murderer. He may be someone who, in many respects, we would say by our standards is irrational. But he is not insane.
Now, Rex Tillerson is saying that. He's saying that because he's Secretary of State, and it is not really diplomatically eloquent for the Secretary of State to say he's insane. I'm sitting here on the Savage Nation, happy to be filling in for Dr. Michael Savage, and I can say, in my humble opinion, he's nuts. Like I've said before, he's killed people simply because they exist. I think he wiped out the family of like his ex-fiance, and he's killing all of his uncles, and he doesn't just execute them, he feeds them to animals. And I mean, this is crazy stuff, but the Secretary of State can't say that stuff. It's funny how he says he may be a murderer, he may be ruthless, he may be irrational, but he's not insane. I think he is. I do find it brilliant, though, the way Donald Trump said in an interview, I believe it was with Fox News, he talked about how, and I'm paraphrasing, that Kim Jong-un inherited this position. He's 27 years old. His father passed away. This is not an easy thing for anybody to handle. I just thought, wow, he's like tugging at the heartstrings. If Kim Jong-un is listening to that, as crazy and as ruthless and as irrational and as murderous as he is, it's like going to touch something in him, because when his father died, he felt it. Anybody who's lost a parent out there knows exactly what I'm talking about, and he's no different on that. And it's going to make him think back to, he might not show it in public, but it's going to make him think back to when he lost his father. There are things like that that Trump does, where he's manipulating the situation, sending out a message to Kim Jong-un in his answer to a question in an interview, that I find personally brilliant. That is, in my mind, the mastery of Trump. He hasn't mastered the political thing, listening to Republican politicians and so on and so forth. But trust me, it was not an accident that Trump cited the death of the young man's father and how difficult it is after losing a parent, especially when you then inherit a country and you have to run this country after the death of your father. I find that brilliant, but that's just me. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Trump's 100 days, the first 100 days. Is it a ridiculous standard to hold any president, Republican or Democrat, to the standards of what they accomplish in the first 100 days? Well, I'll tell you what. When we come back from our commercial break, we're going to talk about Trump's 100 days. And for the haters out there, your heads are going to explode, because so much has been accomplished. Oh, you won't see it on MSNBC, and you won't see it on CNN. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. It's out there, and we're going to go through a lot of it, and we encourage you to take part in the conversation, 855-400-SAVAGE. In the meantime, Dr. Savage's book debuted number one on the New York Times bestseller list. For those of you who don't know, his previous books have like been banned from the New York Times bestsellers. They wouldn't even acknowledge that they exist, never mind debuting at number one. So as I tell you, when I tell you that this book is a blueprint for the times we are living in right now, I am not joking. We'll go through more of that later when we come back. But it's Trump's war, his battle for America, talking about the economic war, the repealing of Obamacare, the war for our borders, the enemies within, and as I mentioned earlier, Trump's war to restore the military. When we come back, we'll talk more about Trump's war, his battle for America, Trump's first 100 days, the successes, the accomplishments. Are they there or am I crazy? 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back on Monday on the home of the New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America, The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday, and I encourage you to pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days. We've been talking about what's in the book and how it is a blueprint to many of the topics that we're discussing on today's show. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. And the first 100 days is what we are going to talk about now. And if you want to get in on the conversation here on the Savage Nation, it's 855-400-SAVAGE. First 100 days, it is a weird benchmark, a round number of 100 that I don't even know where it comes from or who made it up. I'm not a particular fan of it because so many, but it's the only criteria we have, so I acknowledge it. I don't ignore it. But it is so hard to get things done in Washington, D.C. that 3 months and 10 days is not really a lot. It's not even 100 days when you consider inauguration and then the few days that follow. The whole cabinet isn't even in place yet. They just got the Secretary of Labor sworn in yesterday, day 98. So it's kind of a little bit of a joke, but it is the criteria, and it is the one that the media has been running with. Boy, we've been hearing about the first 100 days since before day one. How much will be accomplished? And how much has been accomplished? Well, I guess it depends on who you talk to and what their agenda is and what narrative they're pushing. Personally, I feel President Trump has accomplished a lot. Oh, there are no giant policy issues such as the repeal and replace of Obamacare. That was a little bit of an embarrassment. That was a little bit of a blemish. I hope it taught the president that he cannot trust the Republicans on the Hill. Forget the Democrats. I mean, you could see them coming from a mile away. You know, Maxine Waters enjoying her 15 minutes of fame, and Nancy Pelosi, you know, every day wants to get in front of the microphone. And Charles Schumer has written out his criticisms of President Trump. He started writing them on November 9th at 2:45 in the morning when it was announced that Trump won. So he's got all of these criticisms for everything to come, and he just plugs them in. They're not heartfelt. They're not sincere. They're not legitimate. We'll get to some of that a little later. But to the issues at hand, I think he's accomplished a lot. Basically erasing former President Obama's legislative accomplishments off the map in 100 days. Folks, do you understand that while, and I touched on this in the monologue, while extreme left-wing citizens and extreme left-wing networks and extreme left-wing politicians are crying about Russia, calling for Trump to release his tax returns. Really, folks, who cares about their tax returns? The man is president of the United States. What to do with Syrian refugees? Sanctuary cities ignoring the Constitution. Oh, a government shutdown. Oh, do you know how much Trump played golf? You know, stupid things that you could tell who reads the Huffington Post, you could tell who reads Media Matters, and you could tell who's listening to the talking heads on CNN and MSNBC, because they're not informed. When we talk about the first 100 days, I think, well, I want to talk about the one he just signed today, opening up more areas to offshore drilling in the Arctic and in the mid-Atlantic areas. That is huge, okay? Drilling for our own natural resources, drilling for our own oil. We probably have more oil in this country than they have in the Middle East and around the world combined, but we're not allowed to go for it because each time a Democratic president gets in there, more and more land, more and more areas of the globe, even under the ocean, are off limits. Well, now they're not. And we'll talk about that when we come back. That's one of the biggest accomplishments, but there are many, and we will get to them. But President Trump, 100 days. Has he accomplished anything? If you think he hasn't, give me a call as well. 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage, the home of Trump's war, his battle for America, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back tomorrow, but pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. We're talking about Trump's 100 days, and it is more important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days. I ask you, the listeners to the Savage Nation, how do you think he's doing so far in the first 100 days? The haters are welcome, but just make a good argument. Or are you a Republican who feels betrayed, like one of our callers earlier in the show? Or do you think he's doing a great job? Or somewhere in between? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Before I tell you what I think, and before we get to the phones, let's hear what President Trump himself says. Robert, please clip number 11.
No, no, we're moving awfully well. We're getting a lot of things done. I don't think there's ever been anything like this. It's a false standard, 100 days, but I have to tell you, I don't think anybody has done what we've been able to do in 100 days. So we're very happy.
There you go. So we know what he feels. Let's just see what Chuck Schumer feels, too. This would be clip number 12. This is the illustrious Chuck Schumer from Brooklyn, New York.
His forays into the Congress have been bad. I mean, that's why I give his 100 days have been 100 days of broken promises to the working people. He campaigned as a populist. He said, I'm going to be against the Democratic and Republican establishments. He's governing as a hard right special interest guy. So his health care bill failed because it was so far over to the right. His attempt to force us to take the wall nearly caused the government shutdown. His tax bill, they can't even say that it'll help the middle class at all, and it helps the very wealthy. You cannot govern from the hard right, and that's what he's doing.
Charles Schumer couldn't even get the words out. He was struggling to say that. Trump's first 100 days of broken promises, he was struggling to even come up with this. Now, his health care bill did fail. Okay, but that's because he listened to Paul Ryan. And the wall did not almost cause a government shutdown. They're accepting bids. They're accepting the designs. I think a huge portion of it will be built. Maybe not 2,500 miles, but he has to build it. He said it too many times. But no, part of it was in the budget, and it was discussed in the budget. But it wasn't like, oh, the wall is going to cause a government shutdown. But this is Chuck Schumer. I mean, come on. The guy is a liar. So there you have it. That's Chuck Schumer. He probably could, if you check back, he probably wrote a similar speech and tweaked it for George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, probably going back to Gerald Ford. But in the meantime, we have most of his accomplishments, President Trump's accomplishments, that is, are coming through executive orders. And the reason for that is because both the establishment Republicans and the establishment Democrats do not want to see him succeed, and they are working overtime to make sure nothing gets accomplished. I mean, come on, you know, what's in the ear of the Freedom Caucus? Those guys don't like anything, and they're supposed to be on the same side as President Trump. As I said, Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, and others, we expect that from them. Never Trumpers like John McCain and Ben Sasse, we expect that. The ones I like are the executive order directing a review of national monument designations under prior administrations, okay? That's a little legalese in there, but what that comes down to is 265 million acres of a land grab by Barack Obama are now on the table again for exploration and development and drilling and whatever it's going to be, okay? Now, I just don't like the way it's worded. An order directing a review of national monument designations under prior administration. It's one of my favorite ones, and I couldn't even find it. I'm like, where? I'm asking Jim and Robert, where's that one I like? Because they should put it. The land grab from Obama is gone. 265 million acres are now back to the people and will be used for exploration. That's what it should say. And Chuck Schumer criticizes the budget, the tax cuts, excuse me, that President Trump is putting out there, but it's getting rid of some of the taxes of Obamacare. As I mentioned in the monologue, there's the 3.8% tax for capital gains, okay? It's if you sell real estate and make $200,000 in equity on your home, you're going to pay 3.8% of a tax. That's one of the 19 Obamacare taxes. That one is part of the tax cuts put up by Treasury Secretary Mnuchin the other day. And they're being criticized for this. Married couples will not pay taxes until they've earned $24,000. For some, that's a lot. For some, that's not a lot. But still, hey, who doesn't want to take a $24,000 tax credit? You have to really just be ignorant to criticize someone who's trying to put overtaxed Americans who are overtaxed put money back in their pocket. Just because you hate the man and you hate the fact that he became president, it really is it is stupid and it is ignorant. But I'd like to know from you, the listeners to the Savage Nation, has he accomplished anything? What has he accomplished? Or if you hate him, what hasn't he accomplished? And if you're a Republican who feels betrayed, I want to hear from you. Make it good, all right? None of this, you know, moaning that you just don't like him. I don't want you to be like all of those women at that march a couple of days after the inauguration, which is basically just an anti-Trump march. Remember the March for Science last week? Another anti-Trump march. You got to have something that I can sink my teeth into. Legitimate voices are welcome here on the Savage Nation. Well, actually, all voices are welcome here on the Savage Nation, but we don't want you to make a fool of yourself either. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Ted at WDRC in Connecticut. They've got a great stream for the Savage Nation there. Welcome to the Savage Nation, Ted.
Yes, great job you're doing as always. I would like to say that President Obama inherited a mess, as we know. But I really, truly believe I've done homework on him, his family, what they racked up in vacation bills is astronomical of all presidents and first ladies. But besides that, he hasn't attacked to take care of the problems that existed at that time. In fact, if anything, they became worse, diversion between... Now,
wait, are you talking about Trump or Obama?
Right now, Obama.
Okay.
Yeah, and...
Well, let's get to Trump, the first 100 days. What do you think? Are you happy?
I'm very happy with President Trump. I voted for him. No. We've got to give him a chance. This 100 days thing is a bunch of baloney for me. You can't accomplish a whole... Look, he's done more in one day. President Trump has done more in one day than many welfare people that I know of that don't do anything in a month.
Well said. Ted, thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. Some of the executive order that got most of the press was the executive order with the travel ban. The media tried to paint it as a Muslim ban. It was knocked down by a judge, I believe his name was Robart, in Seattle. This makes me question if a judge can just knock down what the president wants. Why do we even have a president? It makes you wonder. But what happened there is it was misrepresented by the Democrats. It was misrepresented by the media. At that executive order, the travel ban, as it was called, affected seven nations. That was a list put together by former President Obama. Okay, that list did not come from the Trump administration, and it affected only 13% of Muslims in the world. If you do the math, that means 87% of all Muslims throughout the world were not affected. So when they call it a Muslim ban, that is what we call fake news. That is what we call misinformation. Okay, that's what we call politicizing the issue to try to mislead people to get what you want. And that ban was going to keep us safer. And you know what? If you were Catholic, if you were Hindu, and you were in one of those seven nations, you couldn't come here either. So why they called it a Muslim ban? Because they were trying to politicize it. Let's get some ladies into the show. Mary at W in My Life, and I love it there. So welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you. I'm a New Yorker by birth also. Now I live in Connecticut. But I love Donald Trump. I voted for him, obviously. I volunteered my time for him for the first time in my life. I'm an independent, and I became a Republican to vote for him.
Now, Mary, I'm sorry to interrupt you. What prompted you to dedicate and donate your valuable time to a political cause when you have never done so before, and it's not even your party? That's pretty impressive.
Well, I knew Donald Trump did a lot of great things for New York. I was a young person working in the city in the early 80s, and the city was a disaster. I know that he did a lot to help the city as well as Giuliani. And... I believe in the guy. I think he's a great American. He's not a perfect person, but, you know, we're not looking for, a religious symbol or a symbol of perfection to run.
We're not looking for a messiah, as the media dubbed for a previous president. No names mentioned.
Right. And we just want somebody who knows how to get things done.
But now, are you happy? It says here you're frustrated at the roadblocks he's been facing.
Oh, absolutely. That's my point. I mean, he has to come across people who are in total opposition of him because they have some sort of financial gain in keeping things in gridlock.
All right. Well, Mary, thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. But there's Mary. I could hear the frustration in her voice. And that's one of the things that I focus on, the roadblocks. Unfortunately, a lot of them are coming from the Republican side. We know what's coming from the left. They telegraph it a decade earlier. But if you look at Dr. Savage's book, Trump's War, his battle for America, right there, Trump's War Against the Enemies Within, the third segment within Chapter 1, Draining the Swamp, the second one, The Enemies Within, it's all right there in Trump's War, his battle for America. Let's go to Chris at WJJF in New York. Chris, they say not much has changed. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
think much has changed since Trump has become president. Okay, we still have Obamacare, and when Trump was trying to get Paul Ryan making that deal to pass Obamacare Lite, I mean, it's basically the same deal. If the Republicans really wanted to repeal Obamacare, they would put up a clean repeal of Obamacare. There's a bill, H.R. 1718, by Representative Mo Brooks. It's the clean repeal of Obamacare, and yet there are only three co-sponsors of the bill. I think the Republicans are just playing games. I think both parties in this country want socialism. I don't think there's really any difference.
I don't think they want socialism, but okay, so your main gripe is Obamacare. It's not that not much has changed. As I said, through executive orders, he has basically erased everything that Obama had put in there. I mean, you look at things like the Clean Power Plan and the executive order revoking Obama-era executive orders on federal contracting. There was two orders on trade, one requesting the Commerce Department report the factors behind the trade deficit, and another seeking to increase the collection of duties on imports. There's the aforementioned opening the areas to offshore drilling, my personal favorite, and then releasing the land grab by Obama, 265 million acres. I mean, I could spend a whole show, Chris, just going through the executive orders. We mentioned the travel ban, and I'm going to touch on the money for sanctuary cities, which is going to go to the Supreme Court, and it's going to win. There's a lot that he has done. I understand the Obamacare deal, that was a debacle. Okay, he handled that wrong because he listened to the establishment Republicans, Chris, who I feel don't have your best interest in mind and don't have my best interest in mind or any other Americans. But supposedly something's coming down the pike with Obamacare. Chris, are you patient to wait for it or no, you're done?
Basically, I never trusted him from the start. The problem is we can't trust in a president in one person to fix this road to socialism, this road to service.
I disagree with you on that. I don't think people, I mean, Bernie Sanders wants socialism, but I don't think, you know, and I don't even think a lot of the Democrats want socialism. The hard left wing of the party does, but I have to disagree with you on that they want socialism. I mean, really, aside from Bernie Sanders and some others, who's really pursuing socialism?
We've been pursuing socialism since FDR became president. It started out with the New Deal and Social Security and then Medicare and now Obamacare. We've been getting small doses of socialism for the past 100 years since we got the Federal Reserve.
There have you are correct there. And thank you for your call, Chris. You are correct there. There have been policies that lean towards socialism, okay? But that doesn't mean Republicans and Democrats all on the Hill want to pursue it. But we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. If you're holding, please continue to hold. We're going to come back. We're going to get to your calls. We're going to continue to discuss the first 100 days. Boy, if you look at the television media, you would think President Trump didn't accomplish anything. Did he? I think he did. We've gone through some executive orders. There is the issue of Obamacare, but we'll go through more right here when we return to the home of Trump's War, Dr. Savage's number one New York Times bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America, here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage, but do not fret. He will be back on Monday. But in the meantime, pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days. And that's what we're discussing right now. If you're holding, please continue to hold. We're going to get to all of your calls right after the top of the hour. Now that we want to give you enough time to vent and blow off some steam and give us all your knowledge, but there's not enough time right now. 855-400-SAVAGE if you want to get in on the conversation. But we've been talking about the first 100 days. We've been talking about Russia, and we've been talking about China. Can they be trusted as it pertains to Syria and North Korea? The a major conflict statement by President Trump pertaining to North Korea. We've played you tons of audio from Rex Tillerson. This is a serious issue going on with North Korea. We'll continue to take your calls on that as well. But it is all in Trump's war, his battle for America. As I said, I'm very excited today about President Trump opening up areas for exploration for offshore drilling in the Arctic and in the mid-Atlantic areas. And if you look on page 181 in Trump's war, his battle for America, that's chapter 9, conservatism and conservation. It's all right there. And you might be surprised by some of Dr. Savage's views there, but it's all there for you in Trump's war, his battle for America. Don't go away. My name is Lou Pate. This is the Savage Nation. We'll be right back after this break. You are listening to the home of Trump's war, his battle for America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday. In the meantime, I encourage you to pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Trump is getting past his first 100 days. And I need mention that the book debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It's impressive enough if a book makes its way up the charts and lands at number one. Heck, it's impressive enough just to be on the list and then make it to number one. But to debut at number one, as Trump's War, His Battle for America, has done, is truly impressive. And I think I speak for Dr. Savage, and I thank all of the Savage listeners out there who have taken part, but encourage your friends and family to check out Trump's War. Believe me, folks, it is a blueprint for what we discuss here on the show, for what is going on in our times. It's like reading in real time what is taking place, whether it's the media, whether it is the Republican and Democratic establishment going after President Trump, whether it's his battle for the Second Amendment. President Trump spoke at the NRA today, and it's right there in Trump's War, Chapter 11, Trump's War for the Second Amendment. It is a tome of our times, and I encourage you to check it out. Go to michaelsavage.com, sign up for the free newsletter, which will be delivered to your inbox for free, and while there, order Trump's War, His Battle for America. We're going to be talking about immigration a little later in the show, but also Iran's President Obama's secret Iran deal. Hope we'll have time to get that all in there. But in the meantime, we're going to continue taking your calls on Trump's 100 first days. For the haters, you're welcome, but please have something to say. Just don't say you're unhappy with Trump being there. 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm looking at most of his accomplishments coming in the forms of executive orders. It would be better if it was in the form of policy, but when you have people on your own side, like the House Freedom Caucus, who are against President Trump and everything he does, Jim Jordan and his crew, well, it's hard to get things pushed through. Who would think that any president whose party controls the House and the Senate would have trouble getting stuff through that is good for the American people? Whether it's repealing and replacing Obamacare, whether it is tax cuts, whether it is keeping our borders safe by keeping people from terrorist nations out of our country temporarily so they can be properly vetted, not giving money to cities, mayors, and governors who break the law by allowing sanctuary cities. It's truly amazing. It's like bizarro world. And then we have, in reference to Obamacare, we have the UN warning that President Trump, his repeal, could violate international law. This is the UN. They don't nickname them useless nations for nothing. I say we get out of the UN. It's truly amazing. How could the UN sit in judgment of anybody How can they hold anybody to that standard when their member nations include Afghanistan, Cuba, Iraq, Iran? Come on. They're just taking up a lot of valuable real estate there on the east side of Manhattan from 42nd Street up to 49th Street. Beautiful land over there. Kick them out. But in the meantime, there is the issue of the executive actions. Two orders reviving the Keystone XL pipeline and the Dakota Access pipelines. He also signed three other related orders that would expedite the environmental permitting process for infrastructure projects related to the pipelines. And it would direct the Commerce Department to streamline the manufacturing permitting process and give the Commerce Department 180 days to maximize the use of U.S. steel in the pipeline. U.S. steel is booming again. It's coming back because President Trump is beginning to use it. You'll hear the critics say, well, he's not using U.S. steel. That is factually incorrect. Okay? There were contracts and there were deals that were made before President Trump was put into office, before his inauguration. Those have to be honored. They're not using U.S. steel. But every deal made since he became president is focusing on using U.S. steel. So, again, fake news out there. You got to sift through it. Keep it here at the Savage Nation. Dr. Savage will always give it to you straight. 855-400-SAVAGE. Before we get to the phones, to show you how ridiculous it's getting, this is the illustrious Nancy Pelosi, whose face is getting so tight that she's kind of talking like this now. But clip number 14, if you will, please, Robert.
So there's so many inconsistencies. So many inconsistencies. I'm trying really hard to find something positive. I wonder about, although this morning he had three tweets, I was thinking he was more of a creature that stalked the night, that these things just came out at night like a vampire, and they tweeted these things, but now it's spread to the morning, so let me think for a while.
In other words, I have nothing to say. I'm making a vampire joke, and I got a little laugh from the lemmings in the audience in front of me, but basically you hear the indecision in her voice. Oh, let me think for a while. There's so many inconsistencies, but she could not produce one. She continues on, Robert, if you will. This is Nancy Pelosi again talking about the 100 days. We played Chuck Schumer earlier hour in the show, and if you notice, Schumer talked about broken promises. Oh, what could Nancy, maybe they have the same speechwriter, I don't know. Please, clip number 13.
As you all know, Saturday's the big day, the 100th day of the Trump administration. 100 days of broken promises to working people. 100 days of handouts to the wealthiest people in our country. All this week, House and Senate Democrats have been leading daily actions highlighting the stark reality of President Trump's conduct. Some people have asked me what grade would I give him. We could take it subject by subject. Broken promises on jobs and infrastructure. F. We haven't seen a jobs bill. We haven't seen an infrastructure bill for all the talk. F. Broken promises on America's health care. F minus. Broken promises to drain the swamp, stacking the deck in his cabinet with lobbyists. He said he was going to fire Wall Street, and yet, again, he hired them.
And there you have it. Basically, Charlie Brown's teacher, folks, she's not saying anything. I had a conversation with people recently, and you got to give it time. That's why the 100-day rule, it's the only one we have, so we'll go with it. But 3 months and 10 days, did you really expect a wall to be built? Did you really expect? I mean, this cabinet is not even in place because they won't even cooperate with the man. Jobs are coming back. She neglected to point out that the first job numbers that came back, they were 100,000 more, 100,000 higher than projections. I mean, it's all right there. We look at all that is going on there. There is an executive order imposing a 120-day suspension of the refugee program and the 90-day ban on the travel. We mentioned that earlier. Why aren't you in support of that, Nancy Pelosi, okay? A memorandum calling for a 30-day review of military readiness. Those on the left say our military is too big. Your military can never be too big when there's people like Kim Jong-un out there. Let's get to the phones. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, who will return on Monday, 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go up to Alaska. Michael at KBYR, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, I just wanted to comment on Korea. You were talking earlier about EMPs and then nuclear weapons, and I just wanted to make sure people were educated on what exactly they have and what they're capable of. I got a, without saying my job, I got a DOD background.
Okay.
But as far as the EMPs, they don't have anything significant enough to actually knock out power to, like, our warships. They're working on it, but they're not there. They're more focused on the direct attack weapons.
Right. No, I want to make it clear, Michael, you are correct. They don't have it. They're working on that. And I did talk about an EMP, how it would be easier to get that. They do want the nuclear weapon. They want the big kaboom. But when I mentioned the EMP, I did make it clear that they are not there yet. But they're trying to, and this is what we played the sound bites of Rex Tillerson saying, additional patience will only mean acceptance of a nuclear North Korea. Would you agree?
That is absolutely correct, and they're taking the right stance, and I'm very encouraged by their words. So what the danger is that they do have a nuclear weapon that's capable of taking out any U.S. city. The problem is getting it there, so they do not possess the technology to mount it on a warhead, make it compact enough, make it sustainable enough where it can take the G-forces and the vibrations of, you know, being under a rocket power to get it here. That's their limitation. However, they do have direct strike capability to the closer nations, which is more specifically South Korea and Japan. But the real danger in North Korea is that basically if we strike them in any way and Mr. Un gets the ball to do it, then he will unleash all his artillery on South Korea, specifically Seoul. And he has thousands upon thousands of artillery pieces directly laid on Seoul. And we just do not have the capability to knock artillery shells out of the sky. And so if we do anything that provokes him to the point where he feels like he needs to attack South Korea, Seoul will be a pile of ashes before we're able to react.
That's an excellent point, Michael. But do you think, I think he would do that. But I don't think he wants to attack South Korea. I think he'd love to inflict some type of harm on us here in the United States. But, you know, he's long down the road. Now, you're with the DOD or you work in connection with the DOD. I respect that you can't tell us what you do. But do you think, I asked this question earlier, China is key. Do you think we can trust China?
Not completely, but I think that the fact that Trump spoke to their president or whatever, you know, his stature is, whatever he's called, he spoke to him for 3 to 4 hours from what I heard, and it sounds promising. I think China is doing what's in their own best interest, but I think that they realize that they are relying on America. So when I think it, when it comes down to brass tacks, they will support us if it comes down to direct action.
Is what I said. His title is president too, but it is confusing. Presidents, prime ministers. This one, he's president of China. I got a business feel from him. I got a vibe of being a businessman who wants business to be good, and war is not good for business. But Michael, I appreciate your expertise calling in from KBYR in Alaska. Thank you for your knowledge. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get right back to the phones. 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage, the home of the New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Check it out. Go to michaelsavage.com. Order yourself a copy. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday. In the meantime, pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller list, Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Donald Trump is getting past his first 100 days. Let's go to Craig. I want to get to this. I keep looking at this conservatism versus conservation in Trump's war, his battle for America, on page 100. I want to get to it because I like what Dr. Savage wrote there, and I think it's going to surprise you, which will encourage you to pick up a copy of the book. But first, I'll get to that. But Craig at KYYA in Montana, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Lou. Hi. For having me. I just wanted to comment. I think Trump's accomplished a lot. I didn't vote for him. I didn't think I had a horse in this race that would hold true to what they were trying to do. I think he's actually trying to accomplish what he said he would. I don't agree with government as big as he likes it, but I think he's actually been honest with us. And I think that he's done some things that liberals should be happy with. They always purport to be the ones that care about human causes. And he said he was going to take a hard line against human trafficking. And in the short time that he's been in office, he got together with law enforcement and made it clear that this was something that he had an agenda for. And in just the short time he's been in office, more arrests have been made and more has been done than were done in the previous administration's prior 2 years. So I think he's accomplished a lot and some things that they should be able to credit him for and be on board with. It just shows how biased things are.
No, see, liberals, as Dr. Savage always says, liberalism is a mental disorder, and it truly is, because, Craig, they just say the words, okay? They say that they care about people, but they don't really care about people in a sense of what they mean. Like, oh, do you want to see anybody hungry? No. Do you want to see anybody homeless? No. Nobody does. But do they really do anything about it? No. Case in point, Craig. The TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, Hillary Clinton was in favor of it, all the Democrats are in favor of it. Donald Trump made it go away. Part of the TPP, they needed Malaysia in there. This is a point that I've made before that a lot of people, they don't know, and you're never going to hear it on the news. Malaysia, human rights violations for the sex trafficking of women and children is abominable. Okay, former President Obama changed the standards of human rights violations and what is acceptable and what is not, so Malaysia could be part of the TPP. He turned his back on the women and children who are trafficked for sex out of Malaysia and through Malaysia just to get the TPP through. This is the head of the Democratic Party. This is former President Barack Obama turning his back on women, turning his back on children. That's why I laugh, Craig, when I hear about the war on women and how Republicans don't care about people. You've got the President of the United States well aware that sex trafficking of women and children was going on while he was president, and he not only did nothing about it, he made it worse by pretending it wasn't going on and then changing the criteria of human rights violations just for the sake of the TPP. Quite frankly, I find that disgusting and repugnant.
I do, too, and I appreciate your insight to it, and I thank you, and I'll continue listening offline.
We appreciate your time, Craig. Thanks for joining us from KYYA, Dr. Savage's affiliate in Montana. Now, if you're holding, please continue to hold. We're going to continue to take your calls on the issue of immigration, Trump's 100 days, North Korea, and all that we're talking about here on The Savage Nation. It's The Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back on Monday, but I encourage you to pick up a copy of Dr. Savage's New York Times number one bestseller, Trump's War, His Battle for America. More important now that Donald Trump is getting past his first 100 days. Welcome back to The Savage Nation. Before we get back to the phones and the first 100 days, we talked with a previous caller about how liberals use words, and they say they care about people, they say they care about women, and I gave an example of President Obama turning his back on women and children who are being trafficked for sex in Malaysia for the sake of the TPP. It says here in Chapter 9 of Trump's War, I cited it earlier, in Chapter 9, in reference to conservatism and conservation, as Dr. Savage writes, global warming may be a lie, but ecosystems are not. That's the real science of the environment. I've been a lifelong conservationist, but I'm not an environmentalist. There's a huge difference between the two. And here's where it makes the point. Environmentalists use the animals, land, air, and water as political tools to advance a global socialist agenda. A conservationist is something quite different. In case you haven't noticed, conservationists and conservative come from the same root word. The conservationist movement in this country was originally led by conservatives like Teddy Roosevelt, who understood that conserving the earth was every bit as important as conserving the social, cultural, and political traditions that form the basis of our liberty. See, it's right all there in Trump's war, his battle for America. But also, that makes the point about how liberals use words, and they pretend to care about people. They pretend to care about the environment, but really all they care about is winning the political argument of the day. We're going to continue to take your calls, but I just want to talk about the issue of sanctuary cities. One of President Trump's executive orders was a two-multi-pronged order on border security and immigration enforcement, including the authorization of a U.S.-Mexico border wall. We've all heard about the wall. And the stripping of federal grant money to sanctuary cities. Now, it also included hiring 5,000 more Border Patrol agents, ending catch-and-release policies for illegal immigrants, and reinstating local and state immigration enforcement partnerships. Okay, the one I wanted to focus on was the stripping of federal grant money to sanctuary cities. It was in there, and in case you missed it, it was blocked by an activist judge in San Francisco. President Trump's response to that was, "We'll see you in the Supreme Court." I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a constitutional scholar. It baffles my logical mind, and I'm a very logical person as to how one judge in San Francisco, another judge in Seattle with the travel ban executive order, can thwart the wishes of the President of the United States and an executive order when he's trying to do something for national security, trying to do something in this case for national security and the people, the safety of the people of America. It is just boggling my mind that this is going on. So the issue of sanctuary cities have to go away, folks. They're illegal. I don't care where your politics comes from. They are breaking the law. When President Obama decided to ignore federal laws on immigration and encourage mayors and governors to have sanctuary cities in their cities and states, he was breaking the law. He was not doing the will of the people. He was basically not doing his job. But because the media loved him and their lemmings for everything, they bowed at him and they carried his water for 8 years for all of his failed policies, it didn't go largely unnoticed, but it went largely ignored. The good thing about that is we got Donald Trump as our president because of that, because the forgotten man, as mentioned in Trump's war, his battle for America, right there in chapter 2, was listening. And we rose up on November 8th. But liberals would have you think that no illegals are coming through who are committing crimes. And that is just not the case, okay? Also, with the you tie it in with the Syrian refugees. They want to make you feel, oh, these poor beleaguered people, they should be able to come here. No, look at Europe. Look at Brussels. Look at Paris. Look at London. Look at towns in Italy. They're overrun. They're ruined, okay? The Muslim refugees are doing in Europe what Adolf Hitler couldn't. They're taking it over. We don't need that here. We don't want them here. We cannot save everyone. It is just a simple reality of life. And then there's the media. I have to get this in there, folks. Robert, if you can, clip number 22. This is celebrity chef Tom Colicchio. I think celebrity chefs are pretty much, they're a notch above what models bring to society. If you will, Robert, please.
We need to welcome immigrants to our country. And that's the problem right now is we can look at a broken immigration system and you can look at illegal immigration. Well, there's no legal way for immigrants to actually enter this country. And these are people that want to work. They want to feed their families. They're fleeing really bad situations. And once they get here, they just contribute. I mean, my family came here in 1903 from Italy when immigration was a lot easier.
There is no legal way for immigrants to actually enter this country. This is what you hear on MSNBC. That was Tom Colicchio. He's a celebrity chef of all things. On MSNBC, That's who they consider experts. Well, then again, this is the station that hired Ronan Farrow and Al Sharpton and Joyanne Reed. There is no legal way for immigrants to actually enter this country. Then he goes on to say, my family came here from in 1903 from Italy. Yes, let me tell you something. They came legally, Tom. That's the difference, okay? These illegals coming in here, number one, where it's a different time where we have terrorists trying to sneak in, and they're coming illegally, thus breaking laws. I don't care that the former president told you to ignore those laws. When your family came from Italy in 1903, like my grandparents came from Italy a few short years later, you had to have a sponsor. You had to be healthy. They didn't just allow anybody in. There was a process at Ellis Island that you went through. And if you were sick, you were quarantined. If you didn't have a sponsor, they sent you back. It wasn't a free-for-all like liberals pretend that it was. And no, when your ancestors, your people came here, they came here legally. But this is what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with misinformation, and we're dealing with lies. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Storm in KVOR in Colorado, Colorado Springs. Welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to I know y'all have heard about, you know, the riots as of late, you know, these people, these liberals, and I myself, I am a very liberal person in many ways, but I am just disgusted by the way these liberals are conducting themselves with these riots.
Well, I'll tell you what. Listen, Storm, you self-identify as a liberal, and you and I might disagree on politics, and we can have a spirited discussion about our disagreements and still respect each other at the end. Okay, that's the way I like to handle it. But those people are not liberals. Okay, they're not even liberals. They're just anarchist animals who want to destroy things. Although I might disagree with what you say, Storm, we could agree to disagree. You're not going to punch me in the face, I hope, or hit me with a piece of wood, and I'm not going to do the same thing to you. If you lose the debate, or if I lose the debate, we're not going to run a car, burn a car, or run a bench through a window of a store. These people are not liberals. And you won't find me, Storm, defending liberals too often, but they're not liberals. They're just anarchist animals who are hiding behind the sign of politics and freedom of speech to thwart the political speech of others. And, you know, the fact that they're using your label for what you self-identify as, that should concern you, no?
Oh, yes, that concerns me greatly, and I agree with you completely on that. You can sit down and discuss politics all day, and you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to punch you in the face. I'm going to respect you as a human being, because we are human beings at the end of the day.
But to not allow, whether it's a conservative author or some other conservative speaker, to have a conversation, to speak about, you know, the issues of the day, to shut them down, to shut down a parade. I heard Dr. Savage talking about the shutting down of a Rose Parade yesterday. You know, this is intolerant. It is truly amazing that this is being allowed to go on in Berkeley and in other places, though it's one, and you don't hear anybody condemning it. Just like you have the Black Lives Matter, okay? They're a bunch of radical racists who condone the killing of police officers. Yet when police, and then they'll say they're not, but then when police officers are murdered in cold blood, as many have been, I have not heard one person from Black Lives Matter condemn any of these killings. When we see all of this destruction in Berkeley in February and now again this week, we don't hear Nancy Pelosi. We don't hear Chuck Schumer. We don't hear any of the leaders of the Democratic Party coming forward, Storm, and saying, hey, this is not what free speech is all about. You don't represent the Democrats. You don't represent liberals. But, Storm, we don't hear from them. Instead, we hear them with the same old talking points and then calling Trump a vampire. And, I mean, what do you think when you hear the leaders of, you know, your party not condemning the violence and the intolerance?
Well, I find it very reprehensible. I just, like, it's their duty, you know, to, especially, like, you know, the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement. If they don't come out there and say, hey, you know, tell the people, you know, hey, let's not go out there and chant, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now. That is, like, that, to me, whenever you start chanting that, that's terroristic in nature, in every way.
So, and, you know, I brought that up with someone recently, and their answer was, well, it's just a rogue group. Well, okay. First of all, it wasn't the rogue group. They were marching by the hundreds through the streets of New York City. But more importantly, Storm, not Mayor de Blasio in New York City, nor Governor Cuomo in New York State, or any of the elected leaders across the whole nation condemned that on the left. And you're only led to believe that they must agree with it.
Right. And I think it is the duty of whatever party you affiliate yourself with, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or whatever, whenever your party comes out and does something stupid, it is your obligation to call that person out on what they're doing. You are even more obligated to do with your own party.
All right. Listen, you have the floor, Storm, of the Savage Nation. Millions of people, including many politicians, who are listening to you right now, who listen in every day to Dr. Savage, even though they don't want to admit it. The floor is yours. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Think for a second. What would you say to your fellow liberals? What would you say to politicians who are listening, members of the media who are also listening? I mean, what would you say about this? I know that you didn't prepare anything, but just speak from the heart.
Okay. Well, this is what my thoughts are. Engage in open discussion, but give the other person the respect in the sense that you know that human beings can change their minds. They can change their perspectives. I used to be a very conservative person, and my perspective changed due to some certain experiences. But, just bring valid arguments to the table and be willing to listen, and not just listen to respond, and listen and consider their point of view. And not just consider their point of view, but consider how they came to think like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Storm, I encourage you and all the other listeners to check out Trump's War, his Battle for America, Chapter 5, Trump's Culture War. Storm, it's all right there. Thank you for your candor. Do appreciate your time. Before we go to a break, I want to play clip number 18. This is the illustrious Chris Matthews, again, MSNBC, and this is his comments about President Trump. Before we play it, I want you to think, what if he was to say this, or if a conservative commentator, such as Dr. Savage or someone else, was to say this about President Obama?
The ego here is, it's something.
By
the way,
it.
His teeth
I
come out
it,
like
you know?
A simian almost. It's simian, like a monkey banging on it with a stick, you know. I'm the biggest, pounding his chest. It does simian quality to it. I mean, primordial, I should say.
He must have, like, the toilet paper with the word of the day with simian and primordial on it, because I don't think his vocabulary goes that deep. I'd love to go on Chris Matthews' show and discuss that with him, but he's not going to invite me on anytime soon. However, if I had donated to his wife's failed congressional campaign, I might have gotten an invitation on there, but that's just hearsay. We don't know. It is truly amazing the disrespect that members of the media have for President Trump, as opposed to how they treated. Remember, this is the guy who had the tingle in his leg. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Your calls when we come back here, the home of Trump's war, his battle for America, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Thank you for listening to the show on Really Big Something Channel.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back tomorrow. And as I was just talking with Storm there in Colorado Springs at Dr. Savage's affiliate at KVOR about freedom of speech and how he as a liberal finds it repugnant the way that the liberals are acting up there in Berkeley. If you go to Trump's War, his battle for America, there it is. Chapter 10, Trump's War for the First Amendment. And he goes through it with Soros' brown shirts, the battle for religious freedom, and the new Ministry of Truth. It's all there in Trump's War, his battle for America. Now, We do have breaking news. North Korea has launched a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan just a short while ago. The missile has been assessed to be a KN-17, a former Scud missile that officials believe is being tested to one day target ships. The missile flew roughly 25 miles and was in the air for about 15 minutes. And it's not immediately clear if this missile launch was considered a success, but the U.S. Pacific Command and U.S. Strategic Command is still assessing the situation. So there you have it. North Korea fired an identified missile from a site in the vicinity of the Pyongyang province early this morning. So it has happened. They're testing missiles. It's probably just a show of force. We'll keep you posted as we do. Bring it all to you here first on The Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate. Special thanks to all the Savage listeners, Savage Nation listeners. Special thanks to Robert and Jim producing the show, multitasking behind the scenes. My name is Lou Pate. Make sure you pick up a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Savage.